Hello, dear community, and welcome to our live Q&A session about the upcoming fourth accelerator batch of We Accelerate. With us sind the two program managers, Sebastian Höftinger und Viktor Penzinger. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
I think I mispronounced your name, but you will forgive me for that. We wrote it down perfectly, so to say.
Yes, that's perfectly all right.
Batch four, awesome times, so to say. Mm-hmm. Three batches have already taken place of We Accelerate. We will be talking about your learnings, about maybe a new application form that you have chosen, about We Accelerate as a hub and accelerator program. What is it? And we will also take questions, so please feel free to ask us anything that you need and want to know about Accelerator, about the upcoming batch. And so let's start, guys. What is, so to say, a multi-corporate accelerator, something that you claim, so to say, to organize in this wonderful building?
Yeah, so multi-corporate accelerator, and the emphasis is really on the word multi-corporate, is a program where we, as We Accelerate, organize a matchmaking platform and accelerator program for startups, scale-ups, and later stage growth companies to bring them together with innovative, large, traditional, established Austrian corporations from various industries. That's why it's called a multi-corporate approach, yeah. In contrast to general corporate accelerator programs that maybe car manufacturers or mobile communication providers might have, we have a bunch of corporations, of large corporations with a lot of financial power, with a lot of history, with a lot of experience in our corporate partner network that actually work together with us. From various industries that we scout for, that collaborate with various startups, and it's a very interesting and incredibly powerful concept because you don't only have banks in the accelerator program or in We Accelerate, but you also have companies from heavy engineering, from the industry, from energy and utilities, from media. From entertainment, for example, from insurances, or even from retail. One company one startup that is in the accelerator program, for example, can also work with companies from completely different industries that they before might have not even approached, because they thought like, oh, we're only in banking and insurtech, and we never even thought about applying our solutions to retail, for example.
I think your corporate partners are made known on the website, so please have a look. Yep. Many industries, a lot of know-how, a lot of, so to say, projects that are, so to say, possible between startups and corporates. Victor, how does this matchmaking work? What's in it for startups, so to say? Why should they take place?
I think it's a good learning that we had over the first three batches already, meaning that in the beginning we had very generic search criteria from the corporate partners. Now we're more specific. We are also trying to be involved in the search criteria definition, meaning that we as program managers, for example, go together with the corporate teams and we try to identify the search criteria by the corporate partners directly. And also this helps us then in the end to better match and identify the startups that should be part of our accelerator program, and that helps the corporates in the end.
Match for what purpose? What happens in the accelerator? What's in it for startups?
Well, basically, the approach of We Accelerate is the following. Like, we are running this platform or this accelerator program for and with our large corporate partners, 18 in total, by the way, from five or six different industries. As you said, yes, you can find them on the website and also on our landing page. And what's in it? It's really we're scouting according to the use cases and the growth interests and the technology interests that the corporate partners derive with us in a dedicated use case workshops. And according to these, let's call them startup profiles or criteria, we go out on the on the market and scout for startups, for scale-ups, but also for agencies or maybe for companies that are a couple of years old and already very established nationally and internationally. That doesn't make any difference, and that fit to this corporate need that can be a need in diversifying the product portfolio, that can be a need in improving corporate processes internally, or that can be a completely new technology applied to a very traditional industry like artificial intelligence, machine learning, or blockchain applied to retail sector, for example.
And I would also like to add to that we talked about the benefits of a multi-corporate accelerator from a startup point of view. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there are also benefits for the corporates, because sometimes they are identifying their own search criteria, but obviously corporates from other industries might have similar issues, or might have issues that if you adapt a little bit the search criteria and the startup approach, you can also transfer to the other corporate partner.
Now, obviously, the question always arises, how much do startups have to pay to take part, or do they have to give you equity? Mm-hmm. So what are the terms for them in case they want to join?
So the very important question here, Dejan, because even though WeAccelerate has the word accelerator in it, it is not a classic traditional early stage accelerator where we scout for very, very young teams and very, very young or novel ideas and invest in them and take equity in them. We do not do that. So WeAccelerate is a program in which the participation for the startups and scale-ups that apply is completely free. There is no investment taken by WeAccelerate, and there's no equity share whatsoever. We finance ourselves via other revenue streams. The biggest, of course, being the contracts with our corporate partners who we scout for. What is in for the startups is a lot of cooperation possibilities with a lot of different corporate partners of ours. To become a supplier of theirs, to become a strategic partner of theirs, to do proof of concepts or pilot studies with them, maybe at the end of the day found a joint venture together and explore completely new product markets, and that is free for them.
To be honest, I have to mention that obviously that the corporate collaboration is the most critical aspect for coming here, but sometimes it's like a miracle. You come here and you identify possibilities that you didn't expect. For example, you can cooperate with possible strategic partners, with mentors that we have, sometimes even with investors, and obviously you do not know what will happen when you're here. We try to guide the startups through the process, the corporate collaboration being the most essential part, obviously, but obviously there are also other parts.
I mean, WeAccelerate is running this accelerator program or platform as one of the activities, so to say. Mm-hmm. There's the venue itself, 9,000 square meters, with many, many lenders here. $500 million dollars, I think, investment power, many investment companies here, leading investment companies from Austria. So is the investment aspect of being in WeAccelerate also something that startups can benefit from?
Yes, that's definitely something startups can benefit from. We have an investors network that we're constantly building up, and actually at the moment we're developing new products and new offers also for startups and scale-ups, so early stage companies and also quite late stage companies that come to our program and seek investment or interested in the investment power of the Central European metropolitan region to cater to them as well. So yes, there's definitely also that asset here in the building. And just to mention, yes, you're right. WeAccelerate is not only a program, but it's also a startup and innovation hub. I mean, that's what it mainly is. We have three floors here with 500 or 600 people working in various companies. We have digital media companies here. I mean, you're headquartered just one floor up from our headquarters. We have different innovation labs from very established companies here. We have a marketing and growth hacking agencies here. And yes, also several venture capital funds. Some business angel networks have their locations on site as well. So it's really it's an ecosystem. It's not
and many
only
people
a program,
from other hubs and offices visiting WeAccelerate on daily basis. Yes. So there's a lot of exchange and a lot of meetings that come across spontaneously. Victor, you mentioned mentors. Mm-hmm. So apart from the matchmaking with the corporates, what's in the program? What else is in the program? Mentorship programs. What else can they get? Office space maybe here in the building.
Obviously, so talking about the mentors, we do ask them upfront, the startups, what are their most important needs, where do they see room for improvement, and then we as the program team try to identify the best matching mentors. So we have people from C-level representatives of our corporate customers, but also some individuals that would like to contribute to our ecosystem, and they have various backgrounds, be it sales, finance, legal, and so on. And then we try to help to bring together the best mentors with the best startups.
And office space is also still included in the program.
Exactly.
Absolutely. We have just next door, actually. So now we're sitting in the main event room here where, for example, our investor stay takes place at every end of any accelerator batch. And just next door is Space 29, which is the main startup co-working space where companies that are accepted into the program can bring 4, 5, 6 team members, or they can be here occasionally. Or they can reside here for the whole duration of the program, bring the team here, and really be exposed to the ecosystem on a daily basis. Yeah. And maybe worth it to say that the program is 4 months long. It will start at the as of the 1st of April. And there is no real on-site presence required per se, but we organize the four-month program in so-called block weeks, where we put together the most impactful events, corporate meetings, training sessions, pitching sessions, all these kind of things, and where presence is usually required, so that we really get the energy of everybody being here at the same time together for 1 week. Then there's a couple of weeks break, then there's another block week, and so on and so forth.
We'll talk about deadlines and process in a minute. Yep. Before we get there, you mentioned something interesting that maybe we should explain once more. You said we're not only looking for early stage startups that we would then incubate or accelerate, but we're looking for a broad variety of companies. So who is actually the target group of your program?
Well, first of all, it might also be worth it to say that the target group depends on what the corporate partners are looking for, because at the end of the day, they are the ones taking the decisions who is being accepted into a program, who they want to collaborate with, and as I said before, want to do a proof of concept phase, a pilot study, maybe enter into a supplier.
Which increases the value for the applicants, because they will really work on projects that corporates are looking for.
Exactly. It's not an arbitrary gut feeling selection made by us. It's a risk selection made by professionals that say we need that kind of solution, only this startup can cater to us, so we want to bring them here, we want to work with them.
Okay. Apart from startups, you mentioned agencies, you mentioned later stage scale-ups and so on and so forth. What's the preference? What is a perfect match? I mean, you're mentioning corporates that want to work with startups. Corporates are in different, so to say, stages of maturity of startup corporate collaboration. Some of them, or the majority of them, would be able to work with a later stage startup, but many of them will not be able to, so to say, incubate somebody who carries an idea with them. So what is the perfect match for the corporates, for your partners?
So this is, we are now, right now, in the middle of the scouting process, and obviously we are very much aware of what the corporate partners are looking for. But what I can tell so far is that there is a clear preference for more mature startups and scale-ups, but this highly depends on the topic. Sometimes you have a search criteria that is so new on the market that corporates also consider startups with a team of two, or even a team of one. But we saw for now a preference towards startups with a more mature level, scale-ups with teams of more than 10 people, for example. But we are open for applications for both. This really depends on the topic itself.
Let's talk about the applications. The first deadline is up until the 30th of November. Mm-hmm. So how can one apply? Are there some tips and tricks for a good application? What are you looking for?
Yes, so the application period is open since 2 weeks. We are looking for startups and scale-ups, obviously, that are going on our website and they fill out information about their team, about the product and the solution.
How long does it take to fill it out?
Depends on how well you're prepared, but in my experience, I would say less than an hour if you have everything together. We ask a couple of questions, and there is this trade-off that you have between you want to have a thorough application with all the necessary information, but on the other hand, also an easy way of applying for the startup. So what we ask for is information about your product and solution and the problem that you're solving. On the one hand, then also about the team, about the market and your technology. And then we collect the information. We're going to make a first assessment of all the applications. And then the ones with a good corporate match will be presented to the corporate partners in the end.
But that does not mean that they have been chosen yet. They will be chosen by the corporate partners that will get your shortlist.
So the first screening is done by us. We give the first evaluation and we present the best fitting startups to the corporate partners, who will then have a chance to also talk to the startups and scale-ups directly, either via phone or in person, depends on where the startup is from. And in the last batch, we had applications from over 65 countries. So that means that, of course, you have to do some telephone calls.
What exactly will be evaluated in the application form? Is there like equality of all questions, or are some aspects of them more important to the corporates?
Well, basically, you have to think of two dimensions. And the first and utmost, the most important one is, does this startup, simply speaking, does this company do something that solves a corporate partner's need that has been communicated to us by said partner? So is that some, is that a solution that they have for one or at the best even more of the corporate partners? That's why also this cross industry and multi corporate approach is really, really important. Because if you have a good HR solution, for example, you're probably not only interesting for corporates working in heavy industries, but also in media, banking, and insurance, for example. So this is something that we assess very, very closely. Like, is the startup doing something that is actually hitting spot on one or at best even more of the search criteria and use cases that we have gotten from our corporate partners? If that is the case, then we assess the company itself more with regards to their team. Do they have financial backing? What does their traction look like? How long have they been on the market? Is the solution maybe IP protected? What are their assets? How does the team composure looks like? And of course the traction. What are the reference customers? Good tips that we can definitely give for a good application is spend a lot of time on explaining the problem and the solution very well, and your USP, your competitive edge, as well as the team, the people delivering all that behind your claim, and especially their reference customers, and in which industries they operate in. Give as much information on that especially as possible. Like if you have some information to share publicly with, I mean not publicly, but with us, for example, that are not under NDA, then this is a very, very strong asset in your application. And include a good pitch deck. Mm-hmm. That's always a good
thing. Yeah, and corporate partners are really looking for these reference customers. This is one of the first questions that we always get, with which corporates are they already working with? And then if we have information on that and that we can share, this is definitely an asset for an application.
You've done some changes in the selection process. Could you explain that as well for the fourth batch?
So this is definitely one of the learnings that we have from the first three batches that we have right now. We are now trying to be more interactive with the corporate partners in the selection process, meaning that we divided our entire application period into two smaller application periods. One being called the fast track application period that ends on the 30th of November, so there's still time to apply. And the benefits, of course, of this first application round is that we are still open for all applications. Corporates have not yet received any matches with the startups, whereas in the second round of applications, we will only fill the empty spots that have not been filled in the first round. So clearly, there is one benefit of applying in the first round, and the other benefit being that you can already start to get in contact with the corporates earlier on, meaning already in December this year, and you can collaborate very early.
How many startups are you actually taking? In the first three batches, there were always approximately 50, very international, from 20, 25 different nationalities and countries. So what are you aiming for this time?
It's safe to say that we're not aiming for a specific number. Mm. We have, as Victor mentioned before, we have received, and we are constantly receiving more precise information, more precise descriptions of needs and growth strategies that our corporate partners have. And they have also learned over the last year. WeAccelerate has been operational for pretty much 1 year exactly now. Mm. And all parties learned an incredible amount of knowledge in the past year. So we're focusing more on getting a corporate partner that two or three companies, or maybe also only the one or two startups that really fit their needs, than to really acquire a whole lot bunch of very batch. So it's impossible to really say what number we're aiming at, because we're not really aiming for a number per se.
And I think we should really try to move away from this big numbers game. So we rather have a fewer or smaller number of applications, right, but better fitting startups. And this is also something that we can see in the third batch, right, where we reduced the number of startups a bit, but the level of collaboration is much better than in the first two batches, where we had more startups. Mm-hmm. This also means that we can support them a little bit less compared to a smaller number. And I think there are a lot of benefits in a very qualitative approach.
Right. How and where exactly do you scout, actually? I think last time for the third batch, you communicated that you had 1,200 applications. I mean, that's a strong deal flow already. Yeah, so yeah. How do you go about it? Where do you scout? How where do you want to find startups?
Mm. Well, of course, we use different kind of databases, paid for databases as well. We do simple manual scouting and use industry specific literature and sources for that as well. I mean, every of our, at the moment, three program managers actually has his distinct industry or vertical focus that he or she is going out and looking for solutions in that area and that and in that field. And so we use different kind of sources. Yeah. Part of it is automated and heavily tech supported, and part of it is very manual.
And I think it's very important to add that we as an ecosystem also heavily rely on our recommendations that we get, sure, not only from alumni startups, from current startups, from investors, and everybody that is involved in our ecosystem here, that gives us maybe a very secret tip that we haven't seen yet. And this is always a very good sign. For example, if we get an application from an investor, we know that the first due diligence process has already been taken, and that it's a clear sign that an application is much more likely and better in the evaluation round.
But right, it's not a precondition to have existing investment or business angels on board or something like that.
No, not a precondition at all.
But will corporate partners look at that fact? Will that be something that they would evaluate for themselves as a relevant information?
Well, some do. I would say it goes hand in hand with the reference customers, right? So the better you are in terms of your business model, in terms of your reference customers and your traction, the higher your valuation will go. And this goes hand in hand. So I believe that, in my opinion, they look more on the reference customers and on the fit to their specific corporate search criteria, not so much on whether or not the startup is currently fundraising. Yeah.
One of the assets or benefits from accelerating processes is what we see, and after talking to startups, mm-hmm, also the alumni clubs. So can they enter in some kind of WeAccelerate alumni club? Can they exchange with startups who took part on the previous batches?
Yes. For example, we started our third batch as of 1st October now, and in the very first week, which we call the onboarding week, we actually invited three of our startups from the previous batches, from second batch, to do either kind of short keynote speeches, mm-hmm, or a fireside chat and pass on their experiences and give the tips and tricks to the ones who are following after them now. So there is no distinct big alumni network yet. This is something that is under construction, of course, but we occasionally connect the dots and connect startups from current batches to previous batches, for example. And one startup from batch one, for example, has been conducting a training sessions actually on KPIs and financials and how to do good investors reporting. That was part of the very first batch of WeAccelerate, actually. And they're still residing in the building. Again, ecosystem.
Yeah, different formats, also technology breakfast, inspire and dine events. We try to involve them as much as we can. We rely on them and we want to have them as close as possible, obviously. Yeah.
What about some other further learnings from the previous three batches? I think you're trying to improve your process, your services and everything and so on and so forth. So what would be, let's say, some learnings and some success stories that you can explain?
Yes, I think that one of the first learnings we have from the last batch was that the interaction between the startups could have been improved a little bit, which is why we tried to have more interactive formats, not only social events, but also challenges like our progress challenge, where startups talk to themselves in small groups together with us and talk about their current challenges, and we try to help each other out. So definitely one learning is that already in the first week of the third block, of the third batch, we saw that startups came together, they tried to combine their solutions very nicely, so this interactive aspect is definitely one learning. Another learning being that we tried to educate the startups a lot on different topics. The feedback was that trainings per se were good, but obviously the startups also have to do their own businesses, so we tried to cut down the number of trainings a bit and only went for the trainings that were asked for the most. But these were two of the most essential learnings that we had, yeah.
That is also one key differentiator from a early stage based accelerator program that focuses very much on the boot camp and school character, which we are not. Like, we offer training sessions, not we are doing it, but experts from our service partners, like for example law offices or consultancies or digital marketing agencies are doing these trainings on various topics. And we offer only pinpointed selected topics in set block weeks where most of the startups will be.
So there's no curriculum,
well.
So to say, that
exactly.
Would.
Yeah. We also asked about the success story, and most of the people would think that the clearest success story would be between a corporate and a startup, and we do have that among different batches. But I would like to share a different story also, that we now have a new category of partners that are called strategic partners, including companies like Oracle or IBM. And Oracle is a very nice example because they just invited one of our batch three startups to present live during a marketing event in Munich next week or within the next few weeks, where they can present their solution in front of over 100 customers, where they can pitch themselves and where they will have access to the head of market access for Oracle, meaning that startups can come here for corporate collaboration, but sometimes it's one small accident or incident where they can present themselves in a different format that they didn't expect up front. Yeah. And we, as the program managers, are important for connecting the dots and connecting the relevant people at the right time.
That's why it's also important to be on site as much as possible. Even though it's not mandatory at all, it clearly gives your company value, because we have not only a co-working space here and a couple of companies in Billing, we have a real ecosystem here. We have on a yearly average, more than 35 events taking place in the hub, in various event spaces such as this here, that can range from a conference to a pitching event to a hackathon to a trade show to a special industry conference, you name it. And we know who's coming, and we also know, on the other hand, what startups would like to maybe meet these industry giants at this, let's say, conference or trade show that's been organized in this building here. And we can very often bring them in to the program and therefore expose them to sales and networking opportunities. So if you want to call We Accelerate an accelerator, you might want to call it a sales and growth accelerator as well.
And obviously we have our offices here, and what we definitely benefit from is just spontaneously meeting people in the hall who are, I don't know, visiting or lenders from here. Like I said, Speedinway is the biggest venture company from Austria, is placed here, and you might just, so to say, meet somebody from them, the CEO or other partners, talk to them, go ahead. And this is a big, big value, obviously, in every hub, but as much as so also here in We Accelerate. Do you see any of these spontaneous, so to say, partnerships that would come across over, I don't know, lunch?
I think one of the best partnerships is with Ruth Kasten. Not only that we're doing this interview right now, but also there is this perfect match between you and our startups, because our startups might not be from Austria. they don't know how to do PR or how to be presented in the Austrian market, and you guys are looking for qualitative content and innovative solutions that you could cover. And this is definitely one of the aspects that can come together over lunch. And this is something that we have relied on also in the past batches.
And I mean, when you talk about the presence on site not being mandatory, mm-hmm. we might want to mention as well that the UX Accelerate is positioned in the very heart of Vienna. I mean, it's mm-hmm. probably one of the nicest locations here on the Danube River, on one of the channels of them, a lot of restaurants here around it, in the very center of Vienna. How important is that for startups that they can be, I don't know, like next to Stephansplatz, very famous in every tourist
well,
guide?
Well, let's just put it like that. Everybody who came here to the Startup and Innovation Hub We Accelerate was just blown away by the properties here and by the location. Because it doesn't look very, to be very honest, it doesn't look very startup-y from the get-go when you enter the building.
Architecture, yeah.
Yeah, because it's a real architectural gem, mm-hmm. and it actually used to be a designer shopping mall, was reconverted to a Startup Innovation Hub about 1.5 or 2 years ago, and it's still being further developed. But this is a good thing because it attracts different kind of stakeholder groups. I said before, and I'd like to really stress that you don't always just have you don't just have startups here, but you have a couple of corporate innovation labs here, Palfinger and Unica, as well as Wien Energy, being three companies and corporate partners of ours that have labs here. Mm. We have media companies here. We have venture capital funds and business angel networks here residing on site. And it's a real ecosystem, and there's always something happening. There's always a good chance to do a good deal. And do
we
business.
Also see that startups like to come back. Just last week I met a person from a Batch 2 startup, and they are not from Austria, but they like to use this location in the heart of Vienna as their base for, let's say they have a 2 days clients meeting here, or they try to do some sales activities, right. and they use us as their home base within a short period of time.
Yeah, I mean, 9,000 square meters are enough space to hold many activities. And I think this differentiation between there are simply lenders here that have office spaces, and apart from that, such as us, and apart from that, there's accelerator program with, let's say, 40 to 50 startups per batch who are connected with the corporate partners who might not necessarily have their office spaces here, mm-hmm. but would be active and present. Mm-hmm. That, I think, creates like a big ecosystem in the center of Vienna that might be attractive for your growth.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, it absolutely is. It is, of course, always just a bit hard to grasp how large and how interconnected the whole thing, the whole Startup and Innovation Hub We Accelerate really is. But we're starting to communicate that better and better, and people tend to understand it more and more. And we see that in application growth. Then let's just put it simply as that.
When startups come, or maybe let's give some learnings from other startups that were here. Yeah. Did they regret something? Would they do something differently? How many team members do they take with them to Vienna? Does founder come, or maybe do they take some other team members? What would be your best advice on that?
Well, I mean, maybe first of all, do they regret something? I mean, given we've had in 1 year now approximately 140, 150 companies come in, come out. I mean, we're in our third batch now that consists of almost 40 startups. I mean, of course, there were not always just success stories. I mean, there are invitations from corporates to startups to come here, and they collaborate for a time and to do a proof of concept study or pilot phase, and it might not work out, and that's fine. And of course, nobody is happy about that, and some people might have regretted that they come here. But I don't think there's any big sustainable regret per se of anybody in the program.
Did they tell you what they would do differently next time? Would they be more present here? Would they choose more mentorships? I don't know. Just like very practical.
Sometimes
advice.
It's really about being proactive. If you see that one collaboration with a corporate partner is paused or doesn't really go ahead, then you might contact us and try to come up with activities that you can do to increase your customer base, to approach new corporates maybe. We also try to implement these formats into our program, that there is something like a second and maybe even a third chance to meet corporate partners. So clearly this is something that we also tried to tackle. And regarding your questions about the people they should send, I think, yes, you can always argue the more the better, but then there is this balance between daily business and our accelerator hub. We try to tell the startups as much as we can which people to bring to which events. And sometimes there is an event where the CEO is the most important person for the event. And sometimes it makes sense to bring a CTO. For example, in December, we will have a technology breakfast where we will dive deep into a technological topic where it might make sense to bring your CTO also, yeah?
When it comes to living in Vienna, startups have to organize their living here by themselves, or is that provided by Accelerate?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we have some connections to hostels and hotels and apartment buildings, more or less, with some discount codes. So we can assist a little bit with that, and our marketing team is handling these kinds of corporations. But yes, basically they have to come up for their own solution to how to stay here and how to finance that themselves.
Yeah, this is also something where we assist the hotels, also the flights, where we get discounts. And for some startups, we can also try to help them with visa applications, which is always a very critical part of coming here. If they're too late, this is a pity if they cannot come because they don't have a visa. So if we have startups applying from countries where you need a visa coming to Europe, please get in touch with us so we can help you.
Now let's so to say, give another outlook about deadlines. You're scouting now for the batch, which will be starting 1st of April next year.
Yeah.
What are the deadlines again? When can we apply? How long? And what's the process like in one overview?
So the application process is open, as I mentioned already earlier on, up until the 30th of November. This is for the first and the, let's say, fast and preferred track application period. We will, on a constant basis, evaluate all the startups already from today. And then there will be a second deadline that is in the mid of January 2019 for the second round of applications. That means that we will keep open the application opportunity, but we will make a hard cut for all the startups that apply before November 30th. That will be presented already in the first round to the corporate partners. They can select from a broad variety of startups. And then in the second round, that ends, as I said, in the mid of January next year, corporates will also try to fill the empty spaces. But it might be the case that they already have startups from the first round. So I once again would like to stress the fact that please, if you consider applying with us, do it now, do it in the first round, and this increases your chances.
And the reason for, maybe also a clarification, why we're doing these multiple rounds, so to speak, is that we've also taken in the feedback from both sides, from startups and also from our corporate partners, and implemented this kind of a first look at the first set of applications that we've received to implement a kind of a feedback loop, kind of a refinement of criteria and to learn more. And that's why we also have a longer application period this time, just to make for a better fit, because it's all about making good success stories happen and about making good collaborations and cooperations happen when startups and scale-ups eventually come here and start their projects with our corporate partners.
When do you think you would be able to inform startups that they have been chosen for the program and scale-ups and later stage startups might be already planning a bit longer term also for their schedule?
Yes.
When would they find out about that?
So if we receive the application before the 30th of November, we will try to present the corporate partners the results already in the mid of December, and then the corporate partners, I mean, yes, there is the Christmas break, but right after the Christmas break, we expect the corporate partners to get in touch with the best startups from the first round already via telephone or via personal conversation and to sort the first things out. Sometimes it's really about technology, about how is the fit, is this a person that I can trust? And we believe that the first results will be available in January next year.
I'm trying to see whether we have some questions. Let me look at our director. No questions so far. I guess we're providing all the answers that might be needed. Do you guys have some extra messages that you want to place, that you want to inform the community about before we move to, let's say, the final pitch, the final call to apply?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. When considering an application or when you're in doubt about something, like, please go ahead and get in touch with us. Accelerator@weaccelerate.com is our general email address for any inquiries. And Victor, me, and all our other colleagues are are happy to assist with any questions that might still be open. I'd also like to invite you to just go to our Facebook page, WeAccelerate Facebook page, and click through the tons of photos and videos that we've accumulated over the past year. It gives you a real good impression of the startup and innovation of WeAccelerate and what is actually happening here and on all the different things that we're doing.
We have an interesting question that I just see now. Can I also get in touch with a corporate partner before I will apply?
No, that is the case is that the system is set up in exactly the way that we actually pre-assess applications, that we curate shortlists for the corporate partners as an intermediary, as an agent for them and with them. So this is a no to that question.
Yes, on the other hand, you can say that we do not forbid anybody to get in contact with the corporate partners up front, but I think the question is more or less related to the fact that is it helpful to reach out to the corporate partners before the start of the program, before the first results of our screening round? So yes, if you already collaborate with one of our corporate partners, that is fine. Also, if you collaborate with one of our competitors of our corporate partners, this is fine. If you want to apply to our corporate partner accelerator program, just get in touch with us, apply now, and we will try to make the results available as possible, yeah, as soon as possible.
Who are the people on the corporate side that will be working with startups together? Are these business unit heads? Are these head of innovation? What kind of cooperation partners are awaiting them?
A mix of those. Like all the corporate partners are employing dedicated innovation managers as single points of entry and single points of contact for us and for the startups and scale-ups they're working with, and they're relaying them and assisting them in cooperating with the respective business units. So if you're an HR process optimization startup, let's say, they will not only talk to the innovation managers in that company that you've been matched with, but actually work with the HR department, of course.
Could it happen that a corporate partner of yours would become an important customer, important client of a startup who took place in the accelerator buying their products and services?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. That already took place plenty of times. We have a couple of stories where a corporate partner became a client or maybe a development partner of startups or scale-ups that they've met through WeAccelerate. So yes, absolutely. I mean, that is one absolute goal and one great example of a good success story.
Okay, maybe final pitch to have it, let's say in a minute. What is WeAccelerate accelerator program and what's coming up in the fourth batch? To wrap it up.
You want me to start?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so we invite all of the startups to apply for our fourth batch starting in April 2019. What's in it for you is definitely a lot. Not only the chance to collaborate with leading Austrian corporates in various industries, but also to be exposed to a large network of ecosystem partners ranging from investors, strategic partners, mentors, and so on. I would say that given that you don't have to pay anything and you don't have to give away equity for that, there's a lot in it for you. But as I said already beforehand, you do not know what you will get, but you will get a lot. And I can highly recommend you to apply in our first fast track application period until November 30th.
Sebastian, last words.
That was an amazing and absolute perfect pitch. I'm truly impressed and I have nothing more to add except like, yes, go ahead and apply until November 30th. Very much looking forward to it. Already evaluating the first applications that came in the last 2 weeks. And yeah, we're happy to answer all your questions in case you might come up with some of them later.
And one question just came. So Sebastian, you made it on time, so to say. Is it possible to propose concrete cases for cooperations with corporates in course of the application? In our case, there is a huge synergy potential with banks and insurances, but the synergies are not obvious when looking at the business mode. So the question, did you understand the question?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. And this is an incredibly good question, absolutely valuable. Yes, that makes perfect sense. My advice would be to develop a dedicated section in your pitch deck with project proposals slash use cases for different industries or different product segments where you can clearly show, okay, this is a dedicated use case or dedicated project proposal for, let's say, Bank X or Bank Y of Reaccelerate.
Will all these ideas be considered with a certain discretion? I mean, startups often fear that their ideas could be stolen from them. I mean, how do you go about that, about the data that are that is provided, about the ideas that are submitted?
Well, as it's written in our terms and conditions, the data is not shared with any third parties. It's being assessed by us. And in case of successful corporate match, so to speak, it's moved on in the form of a shortlisted, curated document to the dedicated people, the innovation managers, and that in the corporate partner that this application is eligible for, but no one else.
The application tool that you're using is, I think, an Austrian startup, Dealmatrix.
Yeah. Yes.
And so there's space in the process of Dealmatrix to also submit things that are maybe not foreseen or integrated.
So
in
most
the process.
Of the questions are free text questions and answers, meaning that if you find a section where you think, oh, I would like to add more information, please, we advise you to do so. The more information we get, the better. Typically, it's the case like that. And we also try to improve the questions now over the course of time so that we really get a good understanding of what you're doing as a startup. And then this also helps us to present your case in front of the corporate partners. And this is a critical stage because this is clearly the moment when it's been decided of, yes or no, do we want to go ahead with the startup or not?
Great. Let me have a look to our directors. We have no further questions. I think we've learned from the last Q&A, I integrated some questions that came, and now, nevertheless, we had another two. I hope we answered all questions. Do you still have something that we missed?
No, I think we're all learning, and we're getting better and better at this. So it's been a pleasure, just like in April.
Yes.
So cool stuff.
Perfect. In this case, thank you guys your time.
Thank you, Dave.
We will send you nice greetings from the very heart of Vienna, from this wonderful hub here. We Accelerate. Batch is open. The call for the fourth batch is open starting 1st of April. The applications can go on up to 30th of November for the first part of them. And then there will be some
second round of
applications
mid of January.
But hurry up, so to say. They are going to have this fast track till the end of November if you want to take part of it. We will connect all the deadlines, all the websites and everything in the commentaries here below, so you can have a look. Thanks for being with us. Stay tuned and goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.